python in Florida that's talking about taking over the whole world. I mean, over the whole country. It's like a hybrid python, where it's like an Indian python that's from the desert and a Florida type python that's from the Everglades, and it can survive in Cali and Florida now, and it's going to kind of come through Texas. They're talking about. It's called look up the video called "How Far Will Florida Python Spread." No, not the history of them, which is cool. I like, because, man, yeah, why hybrid pythons could be Florida's most deadly invasive. Yeah, it's like some crazy shit going on right now. Like, there are pythons that are closely related, but they're different in their tolerance of terrain. And they have been mating, making a new snake that can just basically be on both. And it is causing a big deal. Big deal.
Oh, no. I'm going back to New England if this pops off.
Rock pythons can eat full-grown deers. Like gazelles, like rock pythons are from Africa. That's one of the biggest pythons, period. Look up a rock python and look at what the fuck they can eat.
Yeah, a winter will clear this right out.
I realized we never did the intro.
He said, hey, what's up, right?
Right, but this is just a cold intro. A cold open. Yeah, rock pythons are ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm good on
ridiculous.
That.
Like, look how it's leaning
hey,
on
yo,
that.
Hey, yo, look at that at the door.
Yeah, it's on that door. Like, let me in, Bertha.
You push hard enough, you're going to break
it. Look at how big it is compared to that door.
Look at the person holding it, though. Go to that picture right here.
Yeah, I would unload a clip on this. I don't care if I saw that.
I might say, I would shoot that bitch in half. I guarantee you that. But I tell you what, the first couple shots, he ain't going to stop coming. He going to still coil up on you. That's why you got to pull the trigger quick. Bah-bah!
That's what they do. They got to wrap around you first.
Mm-hmm.
You squeeze the shit out of you.
Oh, we make you drop the gun. Drop that gun, nigga.
Hybrid,
I'm squeezing
man
you.
Eating pythons. Oh, that's great.
Hybrid, man.
He's smiling like it's a good time.
Yeah,
do you think they taste good?
No. Hell no.
I don't want
them. I mean, I'm sure that's some nice steaks coming out that motherfucker. But go back. Go to rock python eating in the wild. This is crazy, the shit that like they eat where you think it will burst them.
I see. What is it eating in that?
Oh, it's down there? I saw one eating a deer one time.
Yeah, a rock python. Look at that one eating a monkey. That one's eating a pig.
Oh, not the monkey.
Look at the monkey. Like, man, call my mama, tell her I got eight. Scroll down. Look at that one. It's like eating a real straight up deer. Like they be so full. Like, they eat people for sure. They definitely eat a person. Without a doubt. Right
they
there.
They run and die.
Right there. Right next to it. That's eating a cheetah.
Oh, yeah, that's an impala.
Impala. This nigga eating a car. You understand what I'm saying? So just think for a second. This python, which was, you know, the thing about snakes mainly is that their terrain kind of becomes their territory, which kind of becomes their border or their boundary, right? Like, when the marshlands are over, then I come into you know what I'm saying? This new hybrid snake is both of marshland and of desert land. So there's nothing stopping it. Nothing stopping it. Not its diet, not its border restrictions. There is nothing that is going to stop this new python coming out of Florida from going crazy. But let's pause for a second, and I'm going to do the intro. What up, y'all? This is comedian CP. Welcome to the CP podcast. We do everything CP. Be like CP podcast, CP the podcast, the CP on, or the CP podcast when that CP doing executive producing and writing and starring in, but CP podcast, that's not the CP podcast. Just what CP want to talk about on the podcast, call the CP podcast. Same podcast where he had the same shirt on the last podcast. None of your fucking business. CP podcast, that CP podcast. And I'm always accompanied by my crew. Let me think of this one. The galactically scalactical Maya.
Yup, that's me.
Okay. And in a mirror, once again, in here with a bright, light outfit, looking like he about to go to choir practice. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got a fresh testimony. I used to be on the dark side. Now the Lord has entered my life and put a light in my life from the dark side. No, I'm just joking, man. But he does have a light outfit on today. Amir, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good.
See, man, look at him. Feeling positive. Feeling good. Joyful, joyful, Lord. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, these rock pythons.
Oh, okay.
These pythons are going to be a problem. Hide your dog. Hide your wife.
Hide your kids. For sure.
Here we go. Right. Go back. Let's see what they said real quick. The African rock python hybrid. That snake is the Indian rock python, a smaller, quicker relative of the Burmese python. Scientists that have involved the study estimate that the hybridization occurred long before people released the snakes into the wild. It's likely that these Burmese Indian rock python hybrids have been living in Florida all along. Ooh-wee. So they already have been mating. These snakes ain't need y'all to let them fuck. They've been ready to fuck. See, people mate snakes for the colors. You know that, right?
I didn't know that.
No, no. They're doing designer snakes now.
That's great.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I didn't know they were doing it just... Or
no. So there's a guy on Instagram who's always hatching these eggs. And he's like, they're like making colors. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah. This guy. Yep. There's a U.S. designer snake industry where basically they're creating a, like, look at that one with those faces on it. That's nuts.
Wait, which one?
Right down.
The orange.
Orange faces.
Oh, to the left.
So some of them are like pied. Yeah, yep. That's a pied python.
Oh, that's not real though. Wait, maybe it is. Ugh. Come on, don't. That's not the last thing I want to see before I die.
Here's a rare reptile that smiles back. Yeah, welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games. That's some crazy shit.
He accidentally created this snake when he was trying to get a bright golden yellow white color combination for it. Ended up having markings on his body that look like the smiley face emoji.
Watch a virus form in this thing. That kills everybody. And it's a smiley face virus.
It looks like a
that snake is probably worth at least. Oh yeah, it's sold for $6,000. Okay, I thought it was gonna be a little bit more.
That's
kind of modest for that. Wild. For that to be a rare snake like that. Like that motherfucker looks delicious.
Hell, happened on an accident, but I mean, I feel like snakes aren't necessarily expensive either.
What they're doing though, no, dude, they're making some dope ass. Like go back to like the pied snakes and all of that. Like they're really creating these. That guy right there. Up on the video, U.S. designer snake industry sees growing right, straight above that. Yep, right there. Like, this guy is like, he's really mating two snakes together to get like that white pied style type of thing. It's just some wild shit going on.
Would you have a snake? Like, if you could have a pet snake, would you?
I've had hundreds of pet snakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do non-mammals.
Really?
Nope. Absolutely not.
That's interesting.
No, because they have to be able to feel love and whatever. I can't. That's... Look, I don't know if that's like a pet. That's oh my just God. A thing.
Look at these colors. Look at these colors, though. Look what at this.
Heck? Like a little Oreo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge.
My name's Kevin McCurley. I've been doing snakes for about 4 or 5 years now. This is an Oreo speckled ice cream snake. This is right here is a rubber ducky snake. This right here is a coach belt. And then this right here is an orange cream puff snake. This is a long banana pudding snake.
You've had snakes in your house. Yes. You have one right now?
No. My wife would never. Cinnamon roll snakes, butter toast. Speckled cornbread. We do it all the time. We do all kind of speckled snakes. And then this one right here, Oreo, like I said, is very nice. These are little puppies we just got. They're nice. They're all brown and brown. And this one, you know, do it there. Come over to their house. Water their snakes. Come home. Do it all over again just to get the kind of snakes we like. I love doing this, by the way. Dubbing videos. I absolutely love them. Let me put it back. Look at this right here. This is a white Donald Trump snake. This is a MAGA snake. We call it MAGA because the top is like golden. And then, you know, this right here, this little cheese guy, costs a lot, but about 8-9 times I got bit, but maybe on my butt. Then right here is a butter snake, butter cake snake, we call it. And then here's another, this is a McConaughey. We call it a Matthew McConaughey snake. And then, yeah, we got him in newspaper. Oh! I don't know. I want to do one of those dinner every episode. Just pick a video and I can just dub the sound over it. That'd be hilarious. But yes, yeah, it's some designer snakes. Look at that blue garter snake. I've never seen no shit like that. That looks crazy. I saw that. So these are the kind of snakes that I mostly had. I had a couple boas and shit like that too. But yeah, garter snakes is caught them right in our neighborhood. We bring them home, feed them frogs. And the last one I had was like in 12th grade for the garter. And it got out of the cage and wrapped itself around my mom's printer. It was inside her printer. I had to pull it out of the printer to unwrap itself. And it pissed all in her printer because it was trying to like release this stuff. And then, yeah, my mom was like, get it the motherfuck out of my house. Like, I've never heard her. She was just so disgusted. She was like, get it. Get it the fuck. I was like, okay, Mom. No. You don't understand. Now. Get it the fuck now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right. You know how your mom cuts at you so hard that you just know, like, man, she's going through a lot. Work is probably tough on her.
Wasn't work. It was a snake in the printer that pissed everywhere, all of her stuff. Now she got to buy a new printer.
And I'm sure work was also tough. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
There was some other stuff going on. It was like, this is the last straw.
You have a boy. You've had me for 18 years. We've been through some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a snake in the printer.
Who would have thought when I was coming?
What about that time I had that Viper remote control car? My mom had just got her hair done, but the Viper remote control car had a head that popped up and you could squirt water from the remote. And I ruined her hair.
Mm.
I just paid to get it done. I was like, what does that mean to me? I go to the barber shop, it's $12. Get over it, lady. She was pissed. Can you pull that up? The Viper RC car? I wonder if that's still around. This is a toy that I had. It was a remote control car that had a head that popped up.
That shot water?
That shot water. So then go type up Viper RC car, shoots water. Right there at the where that written Python. Oh, wait, what was it? The Python? Go down to right there, right there. Yep, that's it. This is it right here. Okay, it was the Python, my bad. Not the Vipers. It's Tycho Python. This is what I had. And you would drive it, and then you would stop, and the snake, the thing would put up. Oh, it was beautiful. I wonder if they still sell these, man. I want one now.
You could probably get one.
Yeah, eBay?
Like eBay or something.
But is it going to be good and new, though?
Probably not.
Just because people, unless somebody kept it in the box.
I wonder, did they come out with a new,
see? That's a tank.
See, yeah, they came out with a new version.
Competitive. Sky Viper remote control.
No, this isn't
that's
it.
Something different.
That's something else. That's like for a drone. Oh, see, I got the new version.
I'd have bought this for my nephew.
Crossfire. The fact you that it shot get water caught up in the... You say what?
I said the fact that a shot without water was pretty crazy. I never seen.
Oh hell yeah! I used to love this bitch.
The RC car for me was the one I had. Like it could flip over on either side.
Oh yeah, that was a beast too.
Or the one that flipped over on its back. You could flip it over.
Yeah, it like crab walk this way. Yeah, that was a beast. And it had like, because what it was the actual car was kind of small, but the tires went on and made the car
on both
like
sides.
Like a flip. Oh man, that was a dope ass car.
It was crazy.
I remember that one, man. Yeah. I had a Lamborghini that had
the trigger. Like the pistol. That was like around Fast and Furious that came out. I had a Toyota Super one. You had to like put it together.
Yeah.
But see, the problem was I rolled it in the house and the carpet got stuck in the wheel, and then it like never really worked the same again. But it went really fast. Like you could tune it. You could put like new motors in it. Yeah. It was like completely modular. But the controller did look like a gun. Like it built like a pistol with a wheel on the side. So yeah.
You just like. I want to get me a good remote control car. Can we look at what good remote control cars, what they cost? Like what's like a good one for a grown man? I would imagine they probably take gas and stuff.
I seen in the neighborhood this one dude had one. He used to like race it down the street. It went really fast. Like they can get really really fast nowadays.
Yeah, like what's that one right there for like $1,100? That sounds like something a real man needs.
I don't know how fast it goes.
Probably fast enough for a real man.
Oh, this looks like a is a person in that?
Hey, hold up.
Radio tray. Wait, this is like a.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, hold on. I mean, the picture's not really giving a good scale.
Yeah, it's not giving scale.
No, I think it is small.
No, that's small because look at the little battery pack.
Oh.
I about to say that bitch might be like, you get that bitch from Sam's Club. You know, you get them big shit from Sam's Club.
Yeah, the go-karts
and stuff. Yeah. They got electric scooters in there now. I saw the scooter system in Taiwan. I was looking on Reddit where, now I look like a real car. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's a model of a real car. Or that could be like modeling that you see. Mm-hmm. We do this for film all the time.
Like
we do
this. Oh, yeah.
Why would it make it look that big, though?
But you know what? Look at it right now. Yeah, that's not real.
Oh yeah, that's a little one. But for $1,200, you want to spend $1,200 on that?
I mean, I don't
know. Pretty fun.
Look how fucking fun it looks.
But you can spend $50.
You know what pisses
fun.
Me off, man, is that my friends don't be having the goddamn money to do it with me. They'd be like, "Fuck, man!" I'd be like, call my boys, "Hey, let's spend $1,200." They're like, "Nigga, what the fuck?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forgot. It's just me." But like, I remember I was in New York, man. I wanted to go to the playoffs, man. They had some court size seats for $1,200. Courtside at the Barclays, a playoffs game, but it was a pair. They wanted $1,200 apiece, and I couldn't find nobody to fucking go. Man, I'm like, man,
$1,200 is kind of that's steep to just drop that once, you know.
I guess if you're not doing good stand up comedies at that time, I was fucking going crazy. I didn't have nobody to go, man. I'm like, man, dog, I got to get some rich ass friends.
You got comp. You got to buy both tickets.
Mm-hmm. And that hurts.
That's kind of how it's been. And then they'd be like, you want to do something, you want somebody to join in. It's like, you might have to just pay for it to happen.
But see, you know what's crazy? Being like, I'm at the level right now of notoriety where it's like, my level of fame or whatever is like for a VIP ticket for one. Like, I can get in anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like CP, you by yourself? Yeah, come on. I can always get in. But if it's like, what about my family? And they're like, $13,000 a piece. It's like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it be. See, okay, so these are all of the remote control cars. I want like a race car.
$220
for that plane. The planes are pretty cool, but they so easy to crash.
Yeah, nobody got time for that. And that bitch, a bird, try to attack your shit.
Yeah, birds definitely be trying to take drones about the sky.
That's funny.
These cars, so funny. They be trying to get drones out the sky?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've been with Brendan a couple times, and we'll be out and be flying, and you'll see the birds like come around because it's like their territory. Like, this is our, like, you know, they
like
our
the big birds, like the.
Yes, like a eagle, hawks, like a hawk. Like, yeah, not a regular bird, like
and
a
they
big
come
bird.
Check it out. Like, what are you?
No, they'll come and try to, like, they'll go by it and try to, like, knock it out the sky type thing. And those, you know, those propellers hurt. So they bird can either end up getting hurt, or the bird will knock it out the sky and then it'll crash.
Bird ever lost his head?
Oh, I don't know if we ever
man,
got that close.
My college roommate. This dude, shout out my boy CJ, man. CJ like 6'3". He was like 340 pounds when he was in college. Football player, right? Huge. But he had a bird phobia. Any bird. This nigga was scared of birds, right? So I'm like, bro, why the fuck are you scared of birds? He said, man, bro, one time a bird came in our house and he was freaking out. We was trying to hit it with a broom and get it out. He was freaking out and he was pecking everybody. And so the motherfucker got on me and was running. And I'm like, you know, he tall. So he running through the house. The bird is fucking with him. So he ran into his room, slammed the door, boom. Look up, and the bird is stuck in the door, like dead, like looking at him because the head got stuck and, you know, like out of the top of the door. And man. This nigga's like, he didn't fuck with birds. I give a fuck. It was a duck. I was walking by. That nigga was like, what the fuck? Like, any bird.
Man, he traumatized.
That's crazy, man. This nigga don't fuck with birds. And that's so funny. Shout out to CJ. That's my dog, man. But that nigga does not like birds.
I've been looking, I feel like we might have spoke about this, where the ravens and the crows, like, they can mimic people and they can sound like humans.
Oh yeah, crows are smart.
Whoa,
they're smart animals.
Well, yes, crows are like super smart. Like smoke a cigarette, learn how to ride a rod. Remember that's sliding down that roof. You ever see like birds do shit for fun? Like crows, like have fun. But wait a minute, crows mimic people like parrots.
Better.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think parrots can like communicate with us in a sense. Like they'll try to talk, but they sound like a bird, right?
Right.
A crow will sound like you. It'll take like how you talk and take it right back and sit it right back.
No!
I'm being so serious. Crows and ravens are really good.
Oh, I gotta see what. Pull one up.
I'm play the sound. Put your mic to it. You could probably. So we can.
Oh, man. What?
All right, skip this ad.
Raven. They never say that when I see them. I'm gonna see a raven every day now. I'd be like, what up, bitch?
It's over time, though, I think.
Right.
The ravens are excellent at mimicking sounds they hear.
This is from Talons and Teeth.
Say, hello.
Hello.
Good bird. He does all sorts of voices. He said, hi.
Hi.
Good job. And sometimes he hears people who have a cold. Good job, Mischief.
Okay, I could deal with that as a pet.
Hold on, sometimes they have a mind of their own.
Hello. No. Hello. He's all excited. Hi. Good boy. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. This isn't working out, Daniel.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah, I found like I saw this one thing on like this lady had one on TikTok. She had one on TikTok and I was watching it and I was like, is that real? So then I went and did my research and I was like, oh my god, they can mimic, but not just crows. So that was a raven. Yeah, so there's a raven, but crows can do it too.
Please pull up some fucking crow videos.
And it is my brother literally sent me some the other day. We were like dying laughing at him because it was like this parrot is speaking Spanish. I was like, yo, birds are dope. I'm starting to like birds a lot more. And there's this other one I gotta find the name of it, but the sound that this thing can make is like an alarm. It's like one of the loudest sounds, like period. They can make this noise and it doesn't sound natural. Cause I always thought that animals can only make sounds that sound like natural-ish. This joint sounds like a fire alarm.
They used to fly ravens. Imagine using the raven as a spy.
I feel like they did.
Like you send a raven. The raven has a message, right? The raven gives the person the message. They read the message. Like, look at this motherfucker sending me this message. They on some bullshit. Then the raven fly back. Look at this motherfucker sending me this message. So like, thank you, raven.
I think it only, I don't know how long, like how much of they can say, but they can definitely say certain things. And I think it just takes time for them to pick it up. Like it's a learned behavior kind of thing. But they're really good at mimicking. A lot of stuff.
So this is Joe the Talking Crow at Wetherill Animal Refuge.
Joe the Crow, as we've called him.
Joe the Crow!
To us from an old lady that hand-reared him as a chick. He can speak. He says hello. He mimics the dogs. He's a character. He's been here as long as I've been here, and that'll be over 9 years. He's very tame. You can show.
Bitch, shut up. Let the crow talk. What is this? People always be wanting they shine. We have Joe the Crow. He does his thing when he's Joe. Boo. The video almost fucking over. Where is Joe the Crow? He's much loved by all.
Hello.
Does he know this raven that we know that's way more colder than he is and speaks a lot clearer?
I think they just pick up the behavior. Let me see, because there's so many birds, man, that can do these kind of things. Like, I don't know. I just think it's just like if they were around people, they could pick it up.
Yeah, like how many birds can talk? And then, man, that type of shit made me feel like, man, dragons might can talk. Game of Thrones, what? See, that's why I don't say nothing, man. Everybody want to laugh at people. Not funny, man.
Because first there have to be dragons, and then they would have to talk.
Oh, my God.
It's just two steps for the dragons to talk. First, they have to exist.
Have you been beyond the wall in China? Do you know what kind of shit is off up in there, back there?
Mongolians?
That's the oldest, the Mongolians. The Mongols.
They don't have dragons? That would have been in all the history books. Like, wow, the Mongols came with these dragons and destroyed everybody.
I'm gonna send you. I'm a
air. Thank you. Send us some literature, please.
Oh, no. This is a.
Okay, I thought you was helping me out. Go ahead.
This is a. It's another bird called a starling. You guys have to see this one for sure. This one is.
Oh, a starling.
Starling. The sounds that this bird makes is crazy. Now we all in this deep rabbit hole of birds.
Now dinosaurs have been birds, so it might be possible that if you could have gone back in time to teach a dinosaur how to talk, that's theoretically possible. A dragon could have spoken.
And lizards should be able to talk right now, technically too.
Why?
Because the reptile and the bird connection, similar to a dinosaur. But dinosaur bird, a lizard, damn sure a bird. Water is the shit, man.
I don't know if that's... All right, I gotta... Yeah, I don't have a degree in biology. I don't know if birds and lizards are closely related. I don't have a degree in
biology. Well, lucky I do. I don't.
I'd have to talk to my sister. She'd be able to tell me.
Okay, let's hear this starling.
Yeah, let's start it over.
Who's my precious Jabby bird?
It's talking like her. Like what?
R2D2?
What's this?
Can I say something? That bird is looking around like it could see the sound it's trying to make, though. Like, it's almost like it's looking at the waves coming off. Man,
I see what you're saying. I feel like it's processing. Like, his mind is, like, thinking, okay, I hear you. And, okay, yeah. Then we'll go. But that one was like, wait, when he did that little R2-D2 noise, yeah. I was like, nah, that's crazy. It's just out of random. It was just like, it was like processing. Like, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to just.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up with a little sound real quick. See, my thing is, they should have told us this before we got hooked on chicken.
You think a chicken can talk?
No, I just think that nobody ever talked to a chicken. People act like chickens is, they're not dumb. They just, nobody ever talked to them. They just succulent. They just, also, you know what I'm saying? Chickens could probably say some shit.
I feel like if they're, you know, chickens be around in the farm long enough, I feel like it probably would have picked up by now.
Man, what other animals? I need to know what all animals can talk. I need to know this.
Well, it says that, okay, chickens cannot talk like parrots.
Well, we know that, like, what is it, apes? Chimps can do sign language? Is it chimps? Apes,
oh, one of the two?
How many, how many animals? Can you look at that? How many animals can talk?
We got to define talk because there's their own language. Like dolphins have their own language. Oh, elephants. There's a story this week, actually, really interesting.
Elephants saying some shit? Oh, man.
That's what I've been waiting on.
The Asian elephants have a nasal pronunciation.
Hmm.
Like they have an accent. Asian elephants have an accent amongst elephants.
An accent.
Hmm. That's so funny because so do the people.
So it's something to do with the way they move their trunks, low frequency rumbles through their trunk and through their mouth simultaneously demonstrate that combined oral and nasal emissions in a non-human animal. Like, yes, because some people have very nasally ways they say things, like the French say things very nasally.
So they're some little nerdy elephants, huh? That's something. This is good science. I'm not mad at this science. What? I'm just saying, some of the sciences, I'd be like, man, how much money did y'all steal to come back and be like, dogs be feeling bad? You know what I'm saying? Like, I still can't get over that, but whatever. Okay. So what's some of the topics for today?
Well, really, and you want to hear about AI? Do you want to hear about epigenetics?
What's epigenetics?
Epigenetics.
Oh, epigenetics. Okay, yeah. No, I know exactly not what that is. What's that?
That's like where they said it was junk DNA. We talked about it before, but they said it was like there's junk DNA surrounding the DNA. And they're like, well, there's no point to it. But now we know that it has a point. It's like it's coded in the lifetime, within the lifetime. And now they're saying, well, we do know that the environment codes the genes more so in the epigenetics. So the DNA itself remains unchanged, but how it's expressed, that's decided by epigenetics, which up until recently they thought was just junk DNA.
Got you. Got you. Okay.
And that's like, remember we were talking about how you live your life is now coded into your epigenetics. And mm-hmm. more so than they even thought, especially how the mother is when she's pregnant and how she's dealing with stuff when she's pregnant, that really gets passed on to the baby.
Yep. If the mother is stressed, that stress passes down to that child.
Mm-hmm. In what way, though? The child is going to be prone to being stressed out?
Probably. A higher stress reaction. Mm. So don't stress your baby when mama's out.
Right, exactly. Leave her alone.
Let her rest.
Let her rest. It's
beneficial. Which is why I think a lot of the pandemic babies was the way they were. The mothers were able to be in a place where they can, you know, they don't have to, like, since people weren't working, and we did have unemployment checks and stuff like that, they were being able in a point where they could just be relaxed and the mom was at home and it was nurtured. And then the child comes out and it's like, I can do this. I can do this. And it's like, how are your kids doing these things? It's like, well, the mother was able to nurture and take care of that child while before it came into this earth. And then, you know, months after as well. I think that played a huge factor into that. Really big factor.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And this is a pretty new science because I remember when we were learning about this in school, they just thought it was extra. Even reading books going back to like 2000, I have one in my bag and they're like, yeah, it's just this extra stuff that's there. And it's like, no, it's not extra. It's actually very important. It says it can drive the genes that affect skeletal patterns.
So that makes sense to it. I mean, like you think about Eskimos having thicker eyelids, right? And that being kind of like, environmental genetics, right?
Yeah, well, there is evolution, which is natural selecting for thicker eyelids, selecting for lighter eyes or curlier hair, straight hair. And those are like sexual preferences. So, you know, some people see someone with lighter eyes, like, oh, I want to have a baby by him. And then that's how you get more green eye people.
Got you.
And so that's hardwired into the DNA. And then this is how that DNA expresses itself. So I guess, what did you call the epigenetics an operating system?
Ooh. So from my understanding, it like, there's certain parts of it that gets carried over. Is that what you were saying?
So yeah, the epigenetics can get carried over, that's what this article's saying, from generation to generation more so than they thought before. The DNA is the hardwired thing. The DNA is like, you are not the father because we can tell by your DNA that you do not have these same chromosomes or whatever.
Hmm.
So the epigenetics is the expression of the hardware, I guess, in the cell.
Yeah, I guess you could say it's similar to software then in that regard. Because if the hardware is the human body, right? And then that would be the software. Well, you could say it's a software component. Yeah, and it's taking and throwing away things that it doesn't necessarily need, but it's keeping things. But these things are, and then they get passed on. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they get passed on from mother to child. And there was that story coming out of the Netherlands where that entire generation was starving because of the Nazis. And so their children were more likely to hold on to food.
Mm-hmm.
So they had those kind of, they came into the world being like, oh, prepare for starvation. Oh, prepare for this. So if you're stressing out your baby's mama, then your baby's going to come in. Prepare to be yelled at. Prepare to. I just put that together. It's not what the paper said, but
I'm about to say, like, damn. I just would imagine them being prone to stress related disorders, right? Like, so, like heart problems and different mental disorders, right? Like schizophrenia type shit, like stuff that could be triggered based on them having some sort of trauma from the womb.
Maybe.
You know
definitely
what I'm saying? Like
disorders.
That's kind of. I don't think they come up. Like, ooh, sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, or just. But I mean, then again, you did have slave children born in slavery, understanding, you know, being like conditioned for to be the next slaves.
Well, it helps out because if a baby is born and for something, some reason, something happens to the mother, mm-hmm. the baby will be more likely to survive if the mother doesn't have to sit it down and explain to it, oh, this is what you need to do to be alive in this world. If the baby can just understand on some level what it's dealing with. Here's another article that's not related to epigenetics, but is related to stress in the womb, that stress, anxiety, and depression during pregnancy may hinder toddlers' cognitive development. This is related, but from April. I wonder if it is epigenetic or what reason it is.
Right.
That, you know, you start thinking about, like, the history of just of people in general, how we've been under stress and anxiety and things of those nature, just in general, like just to live, especially when you just think about in the past 100 years.
Yeah, we used to be under way more stress.
Stress, which is linked to a lot of other things when you start breaking it down in that regard.
Yeah, people were basically animals up until like 100 years ago.
I mean, that's true. It's just funny to think. Like, they was just, yeah, people were just fucking creatures. You know what I'm saying? Until we got our Porsches. And all of a sudden. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I think that to think that we are the primitive version of some future some future thing is pretty dope too. The thought process that, you know, we are the primitive versions of the future is crazy.
Oh yeah. I mean, we're going to keep evolving. Hopefully we're going to keep evolving. Here's something that's really interesting, but kind of creepy on the AI front. Have you heard about this? What China has been trying to do with mind reading AI technology?
Mm-mm. Look at Courtney Cox. God damn.
She's old. She's 57.
But shit. She looked like them white movies where they be finding a vampire, but the vampire be the old lady and she be climbing on the ceiling and shit. God damn, Courtney Cox. Go ahead.
It's okay to be 57.
Oh, here you go. You can't say nothing but a white woman on here. My bad. Come on now.
My turn.
That's not how am I? Yeah.
The other way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Goddamn, Queen Latifah 57 too.
That's true, but that okay. So that's just
showing
her for.
I'm not saying shit. Hey man, she that she had a good ass life. Like water, please bring me a vodka. Bring me a spritzer, honey. I don't need any water.
This is like her eyes are like.
Yeah,
she's old, man. People these get old.
Eyes don't, old. Yeah, whatever.
57 for white people.
She like when she cry, her eyes cough like. You want a tear? You want a tear? It's a tear system.
It leaves us with no words. That's a crazy headline. He took her makeup off and left us with no words.
Yeah,
that's so mean. I encourage people to age gracefully though. When they start putting stuff on their face, that's what freaks me out. Just being 57, I'm like, all right.
She like you ask her a question, she don't want to answer. She just be like, all right, never mind. All right, back to you in the studio. She's thank you, Miss Cox. We appreciate it. Damn, Kim Jong-un looked better than her. Look at him next to her. Is that Kim Jong-un?
No, that's the president of China.
That's what I was... Okay, never mind.
Zhang Jinping?
Yeah, he looked better than Courtney Cox.
Yeah, he's a president. He's an evil villain.
But who got the Harley Quinn granny face? Oh, you mean Harley Quinn? Used to change her diapers. Can I just say, Maya, I am mean.
And, you're you know what I'm saying? Kind of mean.
I am mean.
You're body shaming an old lady.
I sure am. I'm not body shaming her. I don't even see her body.
Wait, a face is part of the body.
Okay, but it's not her body, though. It's her face. It's like saying the leaves are part of the trunk. Like, no, it's a tree. And you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all a tree, but those are the leaves. That's just her face. Anyway, she looks like... She's like a child zombie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, very friendly, very jovial, but here for the brains. What's going on? It won't work. Experts expose a gaping hole in China's. Oh, you hear about that big hole? Oh, no, wait. Well, that's. But isn't there another hole in China that like sank in? There's like a bunch of sinkholes happening in China right now.
The one we talked about in Black
Run. No, not the one we talked about in Black Run. Was here like another one.
I'll look that up.
But in the meantime, what's up with their AI technology?
Well, have you heard about this where they released this paper and they basically said, we can figure out how party members are taking in how they're reading. So they can track our eyes, whoever's reading, and see if they're interested in the propaganda that they're putting out. Mm. So if they, let's say they release a statement, where's my mouse? Let's say they release a statement that says, oh, the Chinese party is fantastic. And you're reading that on your tablet. They're saying they're trying to see if you can track how much you buy it.
Oh, like if you roll your eyes, oh yeah, they definitely don't buy. I mean, it's like, okay.
If you roll your eyes, if you move on, if you're just, if you're looking at it, but you're not really invested in it. Mm. And what this guy is saying is it's going to turn into witch hunting because it's just like a polygraph test.
Right.
It's not clear enough to hold up in court. It's like 70 to 90% of the time.
Do polygraph tests hold up in court?
Not anymore. They don't allow those in court anymore because it's the 10 to 30%.
You can manipulate it, right?
You can manipulate it. Some people are just nervous people.
Right.
And they can't answer it. Yeah, and some people can game the system.
I think I can beat that bitch.
You might be able to. Have you ever tried?
Mm-mm. I just think that I could just calm down, focus, find a zone, and then create whatever I want to create in my mind.
Well, they put this paper up, but then they took it down immediately because people were saying, excuse me, China, are you trying to get into people's minds and read their minds to make sure that they're good party members? Like,
no, 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 no. Take it down. Take it down. Take it down. Yeah, no, they trying to get all up in their minds. Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, and it makes sense. That is feasible. Look at him. Look at him.
So they call him Pooh Bear, and he doesn't like being called Pooh Bear, but he looks like Winnie the Pooh. So, but if you're in China, you cannot call him Pooh Bear.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's very sensitive about it because that's one of the insults that gets thrown at him.
You think the Pooh Bear funny? Yeah, fucking cut your fingers off.
Yeah, so yeah, this is really messed up, and that's what they're using technology for. Now, I'm not saying it's not going to make its way to the West. I just don't know how reliable that technology is going to be.
I think, I mean, technology is, once again, I saw some fast food workers. There was a guy who shot a fast food worker a couple of weeks ago because something, it was a dispute with his order getting wrong. And it's time for the robots, guys. Like, why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we leaving it up to other people to make you the perfect omelet or the perfect burger every time when we could just do it so easy with these robots?
I don't know if a robot can make a better omelet than a right, because you have to flip it and you got to do that thing. It's really hard.
Nah, not if you do it every single day, every single time. Robots just, like, a robot can, so you would put a gun in a robot hand before you put a fucking spatula for an omelet in a robot's hand? Give me the omelet bot.
Have you ever tried making an omelet? Because you can't, it's not.
No, I've never tried making an omelet.
Have you ever? No.
Seriously. Yes, I have. I make damn good fire omelets.
It's easier for a human to do something than for a robot.
No, we just have to just create the joint fluidity to be able to not just, but just to really, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to take, you know, mechanics, but it's possible.
I mean, it's possible. I'm sure they're trying to develop it, but even getting a robot to not crush a tomato when it picks it is really hard. I'm like that robot that broke that little Russian boy's finger.
I mean, it was only one little Russian boy. Was it a billion little Russian boys?
No, all I'm saying is the technology of making omelets.
You break one finger, now you're bad for society. Meanwhile, this poor robot was playing 6 games of chess consecutively. 6. Come on, man.
The robot got feelings, huh?
Yeah, robot got feelings. I mean, I ain't had no water break. People walk around with pizza from the concession stand. And if me shit, I'm fucking somebody up. Next kid make a bad move, I'm taking this finger up.
Now, it looks like this one can pick a tomato. But that took a long time to get there.
This tomato picking robot is more efficient than humans and can work 24/7. Oh, well, well, well. Look at us getting efficient ass tomatoes around the clock versus some nice careful ones for 8-9 hours a day. This is what I'm talking about. What company is this? What company? Due to labor shortages. Huh? Yeah, you think we're going to stop wanting tomatoes? I want a tomato right goddamn now. You think we're going to stop wanting tomatoes because of the labor shortage? No, we're not.
Okay, I can't go to this page. But your wrist is a really complicated thing, and it can go all the way around. There's a lot of bones in your wrist.
You don't think we can design a wrist?
To flip? I don't know if we can design a wrist.
Oh, my God, Maya. We have electric cars. We have virtual reality. We do Madden where they mocap. They can create a wrist.
This is a lot harder than you think it would be.
I disagree. I disagree. I think we can make necks. I think we can make ears. I think we are very, very close to be able to making some ears. And once the ears come, it's a wrap.
What's in the ears is the complicated thing.
It's going to be a drum in that bitch, a little magnetic drum. No wax. I wonder if you ever think that we're not using earwax properly, like it's really like a need for it on your body, and that's why you grow it in your ears, almost like to give to some other part of your body. We just arrogantly just throw it away every time, and it could be like a vitamin or some shit that could really be used for our skin or like wounds and stuff like that. You ever think about that?
Have you tried? Next time you get a cut, you should put some earwax on it.
Well, no, I'm not going to do it to somebody else. Scientists tell me it's cool, but I'm just saying, have you ever thought about that? Like, have they looked into that?
No, I have never thought about that, but I think you should try it out. And next time you get a cut, I think you should put earwax on it.
You ever look at some animals' eyes and they just be too human and they know more than what they're talking about? Yeah, we got to round them up and kill them.
No.
Oh, like horses?
Oh, like horses. A horse looked at me one time. So I was on shrooms, but the horse looked at me like, I was like,
right. Horses have like, yeah, they have like big ass eyes and they got like the... Dogs soup. Be doing that too, bro.
Dogs do it too, for
when
sure.
When I can see the white on the dog's eye, that'd be killing me. Yeah. Like, I'd be dying. I don't be liking that shit.
Like, right. You little motherfucker. Ducks be having it.
Ducks
got... It's
certain kind of ducks.
Certain kind of ducks got them big ass eyes. You'd be like, all right, Sarcasta duck. Yeah, Sarcasta duck. Anyway, this is Comedian CP. This is the CP Podcast. It's another episode, man. Always the questions, never the answers. We got to go do stuff, man. It's a big week. Maya, this is your last week not being married. Have you been burping and doing stuff that married women are not allowed to do?
Wait, married women can't burp now?
Oh, man, there's no shitting. There is no... Let me tell you. Kitchen.
What about it? What happens in the kitchen?
It's where you need to be. Sorry, no, I'm bullshitting, man. We all excited for you and Tony. Guys, we're out of here, man. Maya, Amir, as always, man. Always the questions, never the answers. We out of here. Peace. I'm just joking, man. You got to be in the kitchen.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.